Workers are rolling the enormous 35-foot red cedar pole into the visitor center here at Sitka National Historical Park. Artist Tommy Joseph, whose crew worked for the last month to complete the pole, is helping to guide it into the building.
Found out this morning that, yeah, the government will be shutting down and shut down our pole-raising event for tomorrow. So they're storing it in here, and that gives us a dry place to work on it. Now we were out in the elements for the past couple of days, and now we're inside.
And inside is not where this pole is supposed to be right now. It was scheduled to be raised Saturday morning as part of the park's centennial celebration. Joseph says carving and painting poles this size usually takes 5 months, but this one was completed in about a month.
We worked hard day and night on this thing, and to come in today and find out, yeah, the pole, it's not going up as scheduled, so everything delay. And some of the guys that were here, they're from Ketchikan, Kotzebue.
Well, from Kotzebue to Anchorage, it's an hour and 15-minute flight on Alaska, and then it's another hour and 20 from Anchorage to Juneau, and then the 20-minute flight here. It was a day venture, but it's not too bad at all.
That's Dean Lucan from, yep, Kotzebue, 1,100 miles north of here. He worked early on the pole the first 10 days or so, and he was hoping to see it go up, but he flies back north on Sunday. Nobody here is blaming the Park Service, of course. The shutdown is the result of discussions an entire continent away, and even the Park Service staffers appear frustrated. The park released a statement Thursday afternoon saying the events will be rescheduled when government operations and schedules allow, and that it regrets this turn of events. But on directions from Washington, no park officials were allowed to go on tape. Dignitaries, including the leader of the Kiksati clan, flew into Sitka for the pole raising and other events that were set for this weekend. So did Andy Hall with the Alaska Geographic Association, a nonprofit that works with public lands, including the National Park Service. Among other things, they run the store at the park.
And I'm also here for personal reasons. My dad used to be the park historian here in the 50s and 60s, and I was actually born here. So I'm got my mom and my daughter here.
Hall is also the publisher of Alaska Magazine. He was hoping to get some good pictures with the big camera hanging around his neck, but instead, he and his daughter and his mother went out to enjoy a walk on the trails in the few minutes before the park shut down.
Hey, Mike, is it okay if they walk through?
Outside the visitor center and next to the shoreline, some pallets are covering the hole where this totem would have been placed tomorrow. But for now, it will be staying indoors at the visitor center here at Sitka National Historical Park, and the pole will not be raised in Sitka until the deals are brokered in Washington. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.